Welcome to The Roofer Show with your host, Dave Sullivan. You found the podcast that helps roofing contractors grow their businesses, make more money, and have more free time. Each week, Dave interviews the industry's top experts who will give you actionable tips and strategies for the real world of construction to help you take your roofing business to the next level. So let's get down to business.
Hey everybody, what's up? And welcome to The Roofer Show, the place to be if you want to grow a more profitable roofing business. I'm your host, Dave Sullivan, and I've been a successful roofing contractor and NRCA member for over 30 years, and I'm here to share with you what I've learned. Check out my website at theroofershow.com, where you'll get some great tips, strategies, and you can get free downloads that are really going to help your business. So you'll want to check that out. And sign up for the newsletter, where only occasionally I'm going to send you the best tips from the shows. And they're cut to the chase tips that you're going to be able to use to improve your roofing business. No spam, no garbage. If you don't like it, just unsubscribe. Today I've got a really important topic that I want to talk about. And this is being recorded about July, first part of July. And it's time to take a step back and do a mid-year checkup. Half the year's gone. We got to take a look, make sure we're on track, make sure we're hitting those goals and targets, and that's what we're going to talk about today. It's just going to be me, and this is what worked for me in my business. We did this every year, really every quarter, and it really helped us stay on track. We got everybody on board. You can't do this alone. You got to have your entire team all focused in the same direction, going to that same destination. And for every employee, you've got to answer the question, what's in it for them? And be sure they understand that if we work as a team, we're going towards the same goal, everybody's going to benefit. And just like a football team, we got the scoreboard up there. Those numbers are clear. We know what the score is and whether we hit our goals or not. We're going into the locker room. It's halftime. And we're going to sit down and we're going to talk about what happened in the first half, get our act together, get the plan for moving forward, and go kick some ass in the second half of the year. And you're the head coach of the team, so you've got to rally your guys, your players, and get these guys motivated. Make sure everybody understands what we're doing. We all know how hard it is to find the labor to do our work. Sometimes even harder to retain them. And this is something that's really important. Your guys want to work for a winning team. They want to work for a company that's got their crap together. And having this plan really shows them that, hey, we know what we're doing, and this is a great company. It really worked for us, and it'll work for you. We had a very low turnover rate, and a lot of it was because we kept open communication. They knew what was going on, and they knew they were working for a winning company. So let's get to it. And to do that, we're going to use our playbook, or in our situation, we're going to dust off our business plan that we did for the first of the year, or hopefully you did. Nobody likes to plan. Nobody likes business plans. It's a pain in the ass. I don't have time for that, blah, blah, blah. But this is critical if you're going to grow your business. I've made it really simple. It's something that's really quick. I call it the one-page business plan, and we're just going to kind of blow through that, see how it works, show you the benefits of this thing. It's just something you can download. It's a free download. Go to my website, click on the one-page business plan, download it, and it's got a fillable PDF form where you can just bang out some answers. It's one page, but it's going to get you thinking about where you're going, what you need to do, and whether or not you've got to make adjustments, take a look at how the year has been going, how it's going to go forward, and it's simple. That's how we're going to do this. But before we get into it, I want to thank our sponsor, Ruby Receptionists. You've heard me rave about their service. They got a great program that every roofing contractor really has to take a look at. You've heard me talk about how to make a great first impression and how much business you can be losing if you're sending these guys to an answering service or an answering machine voicemail, they're just going to hang up. But instead of getting into the whole program, take a look at their website at callruby.com/roofershow. Got a great simple video, explains the whole thing. It can save you a ton of money also over a front desk receptionist. These guys are great. But here's a problem that they solve, which I haven't talked about before. And everybody is so busy this time of year. They're just swamped. And I know a number of contractors, they don't even pick up the phone. They don't return phone calls when prospects are calling them just because, oh, I'm just too booked up and I don't have the time to call them back. And that's a huge mistake. And this is where Ruby can really help you out. And this is how I would do it. Call comes in. Ruby answers the phone, first ring, nice voice, very pleasant. Say, well, thank you for calling. However, I just want to be upfront with you. We are really backlogged. Is this something that can wait? Is this something that can possibly be repaired? Can you refer it to somebody else? That way that customer's getting taken care of. And they're not going to leave that one-star review about how you didn't return any phone calls or pick up the phone. Remember that most buyers, that sales cycle is long. They're not going to buy immediately. So if you can keep them in your sales funnel, you get their email address, you're sending them good, helpful educational information, and you continue to nurture these leads, you'd be surprised at how many people come back around where they just didn't buy or they're okay waiting, but you've got to talk to them and be upfront. And try to sell these jobs. Keep them in your pipeline. Why pay all this money to get new leads? Because you're going to be slow. This is not going to last forever. So you want to get these guys dialed in. And that's where Ruby can really help. Just do the math. You get one job from this, it's going to more than pay for the service, obviously. And what's the value in creating that long-term, strong professional reputation? So check them out at callruby.com/roofershow and see if it's right for you. I like this quote by the boxer Mike Tyson. Crazy Mike says, everyone's got a plan until you get punched in the mouth. So you've got to make adjustments as time goes on, and that's what we're doing now. We're going to take a step back and see what we need to do. Let's hear from Mike from the movie The Hangover.
This is my favorite part coming up right now.
Well, okay, let's get to it. For the first step of our mid-year checkup, it's all about knowing our numbers and knowing that score. But I'm not going to get into this today because this is a whole separate episode for a podcast. We'll cover that another day. But obviously at halftime, we got to review the score, take a look at what worked and what didn't in the first half. You need to look at, did you hit your goals? And in our case, we'd be looking at our sales. Did we hit our sales targets? What about our close ratios? Look at average job size. What was the type of work sold? And did that go as planned? Did we do more maintenance and repair? Did we do more new construction? Whatever it might be. Then we've got the margins. Did we hit our margins? Which is the most important. So we take a look at our budget versus actuals on the jobs. Do we see any trends? Is our labor being missed on certain type of work or in certain phases of the job? We want to take a look at that and talk about it. Make sure we're all on the same page. We review it and correct it. Safety. Take a look at safety. How'd we do? What are we going to do in the future? And then maybe overhead spending. How did that look? Did we spend on the right things? Did we overspend? Did we have to buy some equipment that we didn't plan on? We want to take a look at that. And these are our KPIs or our key performance indicators. These are the numbers that we want to keep an eye on. But like I said, we're not going to get into the numbers today. We got a different program. That's for another day. But you need to be sure that everyone on the team knows what the score is. So when we're coming into the second half of the year, everybody understands the plan. Too many contractors say they're too busy. They just put their head down and they keep charging forward. You're on the wrong road and you can't understand why you're not making any money. As the old saying goes, if you don't know where the hell you're going, any road will take you there. So if you're someone that's just running around in circles putting out fires all day, you can't understand why your guys won't do what you ask them to do. This is the time to take a step back and reevaluate and make sure we got our act together. All right, step number one, I call it the end. It's because most contractors, they get so caught up in the day-to-day problems that they lose sight of where they want to go. And that's if they even knew where they were going in the first place, or they even had a destination outside of just, you know, making wages. And that's not a business. And this is why we always start at the end. Where are you going? What's your destination? Your last day of work. And then we can reverse engineer a plan to get us there. But there's two reasons that you're in business. Number one is to provide a good lifestyle for you and your family. And number two is to build a saleable asset that will support you through your retirement, because that's going to come. But unfortunately, the overwhelming number of business owners, they're not going to do either. They're just going to end up closing the doors. Yeah, and that's a crappy destination. You don't want to do that, but it takes careful planning. So maybe you're going to sell this to your employees or a family member or an outside investor. All of this takes a lot of planning and a lot of time setting up the procedures and processes that it's going to take to get you there. And that's what we're going to talk about here. So think about that ending. Where are you headed? And keep that in mind. Or maybe you're just starting off in business, so that end just seems way down there. So take a shorter look. Take maybe 5 years. Where do you want to be in 5 years? What's that going to look like? And then again, we're going to go reverse engineer a roadmap to get us there. Step number two for our mid-year checkup is the customer. Here we want to take a hard look at the type of customers that we want to do business with and make sure that we are targeting those, our ideal customers, the 80-20, the 20% that make us 80% of the profits. We want to make sure we're focused down on that we're all on the same page. We all understand who that ideal customer is. By really identifying who those are, that's what's going to get your time back. That's going to get you off the hamster wheel, trying to be everything to everybody, where you're running around shooting quotes out left and right rather than really focusing down and qualifying those prospects that you want to do business with, that are going to be worth your time, that you've got a high percentage close rate, and somebody that wants doesn't mind paying for the value that you offer, and you can get the prices that you need to make a good profit. I call it the what, who, where, and why of our customer. The what is clearly understanding what it is that your company does well and where your best opportunity is going to be. So you want to evaluate that, reevaluate it, make sure you're where you want to be, whether it's residential, commercial, new, you know, retrofit, whatever that is. You want to focus down, and the riches are in the niches. Take a look at niching down, doing what you do well, and really focus on that. The who, clearly understanding who that ideal customer is. It's that one customer that you wish you had 100 just like, you know, that makes things easy, pays your bills on time, doesn't bitch about the price. Make sure those are the guys that you're dealing with, because that's what's going to give you back your free time. The where does this ideal customer hang out? Let's make sure that we are focused on that. We're not wasting our time. If it's high net worth neighborhoods, make sure that's where we're spending our money. Don't get off into those areas where they can't afford your services. The why is critical. What makes you different than your competition, and why would they buy from you and not them? Give them a reason why you're worth the extra price. Otherwise, if you're just a commodity, why wouldn't they just go with the low price? You've got to show them why you're different. I always go over and over that and make sure that your guys out there understand why you're different, why you're better, and go out and sell that. Step number three, I call the focus. Now, a lot of people have a mission statement, you know, and it's the idea is you focus down very clearly on what it is that you do, who you help, and why you're in business. Well, we did that, threw it up on the wall and a little plaque. Next thing you know, nobody can remember what it is. It's not a real world situation as far as I'm concerned. What we did, what I recommend, is you focus down on the elevator pitch. And what that is when somebody asks you, hey, what's your business, or you're at a networking group, those are guys that may want to buy your services. So you want to have this ready for them. And the idea of a good elevator pitch is it's a message that clearly explains what the problem you solve, how you solve it better than your competition, and what action you want them to take. And it's all in less than 30 seconds. And this is where so many guys stumble and are not prepared to talk about what it is that you guys do. So I like to practice it over and over. We do role playing in these meetings and make sure that everybody has a good pitch down and they can use it in certain situations. And it really focuses down on what it is that you do, who you help, and makes it clear to everyone. Step number four of your mid-year checkup is the SWOT. It's your strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. It's a good time to kind of review those, see if those are still the same, see what's changed, your strengths, weaknesses. Are you able to do any improvements? What are the opportunities? Are there any new opportunities that are out there? Maybe some new products, maybe a different kind of service that you can offer. Or the threats, a new competition in town, coming up with a new product and they're competing against you. These are the things that you want to take a look at so you can adjust accordingly. Step number five is the operation. Your business is really pretty simple. You got to sell work, you got to do work, and you've got to keep score. And the problem is it's like a three-legged stool. You've got to keep every one of those legs strong and solid. Otherwise, stool tips over, your business goes down, not good. So we want to make sure that we take a look at each one of these and that they're equally strong. The problem is, for instance, right now, okay, we've got a ton of work, but we've sold the work, but we can't get it on. We can't do the work. We don't have the guys to do it. Or the scorekeepers, the accounting department can't keep up. We can't get the bills out. We can't get job costings out. Next thing you know, you get a big cash crunch and we're trying to collect money and it's always one of these legs that is weak. So you've got to constantly review those things. Make sure that we've got our marketing in line so we're able to sell work continuously. We've got a great pipeline we can count on. Doing the work, we've got to constantly be recruiting people. And there's all types of ways that we've talked about in the past podcasts on how to do that. And as, or more importantly, we've got to retain our guys. We've got to make sure that they're on board, they're happy. And this, by doing this business plan, this is just one more way that we can get everybody together, open to communication, make sure everybody's solid, everybody's happy. They're getting poached on every day. You got to realize that, and they're getting offered more money. And you've got to make sure they're happy. You're showing them respect and appreciation. And that's how you keep them. And make sure you train them. Make sure that they're being trained. They see the opportunities ahead. This is a career, just not an hourly job. Accounting, this is where generally we fall down, where we don't spend enough time making sure the accounting, the bookkeeping, the scorekeeping is up to date and solid, and we've got good people in those positions. What tends to happen, I don't like the numbers. Contractors really may not understand the accounting part, don't like it, don't want to screw around with it. So they tend to throw somebody in there that's either unqualified or worse, you get embezzled, which happens all the time because we don't pay enough attention to that third leg, our scorekeepers, and making sure that we're dialed in. We've talked about doing daily KPIs, our key performance indicators that we need to keep an eye on every day, 5 minutes, at 5 o'clock every day. And it's simple. It's easy once you get it set up, but you've got to stay focused. Keep that stool strong. All right, enough of that. Step number 6, I call the process. Let's say you just won a 2-week vacation to Maui. The catch is that you have to leave on Monday. Most contractors couldn't go because they couldn't leave the business. The business would fall apart without them. And when we talk about the process, having the processes in place that are going to allow you not only to take the time and take the vacations that you need to and have the free time, but it's also, that's the only way that you're ever going to sell your business, is have systems and processes in place that aren't reliant on you or just one or two other key players. Because if you're going to sell your business, you want to be out of there. And most companies, the business wouldn't survive without the number one guy, number two guy. So this is why you want to take a look at your processes on this step. Make sure that you have the system down, that it's written out, it's clear, you're reviewing your guys regularly, the goals are set, you look at how they're doing, you review them, and you make sure that you get these things dialed in. I've talked about this before, where I grew up in a family business, and my father did a great job running the business, but everything came through him. It was a rake structure style of management. He made so many of the decisions because he didn't feel comfortable allowing somebody else to do the thing that he could do better. And that chained him to the business. So he didn't have the free time to do the things that he wanted to do. I like to say, you know, when you're young, you get the time, but you don't have the money to do the things. Next, you're working your ass off. You got the money, but you don't have the time. Then at the end of the day, you retire and you've got the money. Now you get the time, but you don't have the health. So you want to do these things when you're young. And that was what was important to me. And that's how I set up my business, which was setting up a good system for people to do the things that needed to be done, hire good people, train them, hold them accountable, and get the hell out of the way and let them do their jobs. And that's what I did. I was able to travel. I was able to take a lot of time off, and I did what I wanted to do because I planned accordingly. And it was the things that were important to me. That end, I had a clear destination, and the way to get there was set up these processes and systems. So this is a good time to check that out, see what needs to be filled in. Maybe you need some personnel, but keep an eye on that and make constant adjustments. Now we're on step 7 of our mid-year checkup, and this is what I call the action. And at this point, you've got a pretty good idea of the current state of the business and where you want to go. But now it's time to take action. You get your plan down, and what I believe in is doing the one thing. What's the one thing that is going to make the huge difference in your business? You can make a long list of all these to-dos and so forth and kind of bounce around, but I believe in taking action on the one thing. Maybe it's creating a system to improve your sales closing ratio, or maybe starting a high profit maintenance division. Whatever it is, make sure it's clearly defined. Who is the person that's responsible for making it happen? And what is the completion date or the progress dates that you're going to check, and hold them accountable for that? That's why I liked quarterly checkups, because if you can accomplish 4 major tasks in your business a year, you're doing pretty good and you're going to have some great results. And the 8th and final step of our mid-year checkup, I call the view. Because I've known so many contractors over the years, because I'm somewhat of that age, they only focused on that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, is getting there. They're working their ass off. I just want to get to the end. I'm going to retire. I'm going to do this, that. And they just want to get out of the business in one piece. The problem is they got there and they didn't like what they see. They're sitting around at home. They're bored. They don't have anything going on because they're used to grinding it out in their business every day and having that excitement. And now you're just sitting around driving yourself and your spouse crazy because you didn't think this through and you didn't make plans accordingly. Or as I said before, they didn't do any exit planning, no exit strategy. So they got to the end and they didn't have a saleable business and they didn't have anything to support themselves through their retirement. So the point is, be careful what you wish for. You may just get it. If we keep a good eye on the things we've been talking about, make adjustments along the way, you're going to be able to grow your business, make more money, and have more free time, which is all, this is what it's all about. And we can enjoy the journey and don't have to just grind this out and hating what we're doing every day and running around in circles and putting out fires all day. It doesn't need to be that way. Well, if you like what you hear, I'd really appreciate it. Drop me an email. Give me a call. You can just set up a time on my website and we can chat. And I'd love to hear about your business, see what you're up to, what you think. If you need some help, I can help you through on this business planning. It's what I do. And I really appreciate everybody listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, leave me a review. Just drop down. It shows how to leave it on iTunes. Real simple. But I appreciate everybody listening, and we will see you next week on The Roofer Show.